is preeminently the time to speak the truth, the whole truth, frankly and boldly. That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Today's show is brought to you by Paul's Automotive. Paul's Automotive is located at 634 Route 46 in Kenville, New Jersey. If you want a master mechanic who has over 38 years of experience with quality work, he's your guy to call. He strives to keep you in a safe and reliable vehicle, and his goal is to make your experience as pleasurable and convenient as possible. It's not like you're dropping your car off and you're getting somebody named Joe Blow who's working on your car. Paul's the guy that'll be working on your car, and he gives you a reasonable price. We're proud to say that he's helped Autism Radio many times to keep our vehicle safe and reliable on the road. So he's your guy to give a call today at 973-584-1035. Remember, he's always committed to quality, and he's pleasurable to work with, and he is very helpful. So give him a call today at 973-584-1035. 1035 today.
Welcome back to AutismRadio.org, home of the world's first autism support radio network and proud 501c3 charitable organization, helping families challenged with autism every day get services they desperately need. Please help us make a difference in the autism community and find it in your heart to support 1 in 88 families in America today. Donate directly at AutismDonation.org. Now, stay tuned for a special broadcast of Hope Saves the Day with autism activist, super dad and author of The Spectrum Diet, Master Chef and the Hope Man himself, your host, Paul Simmons.
Thank you for that great introduction. As always, it's great to be back on another edition of Hope Saves the Day. We also want to shout out to New Jersey Federal Credit Union for thanking them for partaking in the Hands of Hope for the holiday. So if you're in any of their branches, you'll be able to purchase a Hand of Hope for as little as $1. And remember that 90 cents on the dollar does go to the organization Autism Radio. So you'll be helping a wonderful family out for the holidays with gifts or whatever they need, services. So please pledge your support. And also don't be afraid to go to AutismRadio.org and send a donation right online. We make it very easy for you. And also, we're going to be having some information coming up very shortly about the Autism Swim Program, which runs in Wayne, New Jersey. We also want to thank Carolina Waterman for really helping out and taking the ball and running with the program. As you know, we are all volunteers in this, so we do this out of the goodness of our heart to help others. Especially in the autism community. I want to talk a little bit about this on the holidays. As we're getting ready for Hanukkah, Christmas, and New Year's, and all the holidays, this is a really crazy, busy time for everyone. A lot of pressure, a lot of stress, of course. But this story kind of hit home for me. There was a boy with autism, had a wish for mail this Christmas. And the boy simply made a request, and now he's getting dozens of gifts daily from people he never met around the world. His name is William. He has autism, and he does not speak, but he does actually sign. So this really kind of hit home for me, because as everybody that knows, my son Jonathan is nonverbal, but he doesn't really sign very much at all. This really hit home because he's 12 years old. My son's 11, and this is so typical, but, you know, he doesn't get invited to sleepovers, you know, play dates, birthday parties, to be honest, for the most time, but this mom, her name is Kay Thomas, wasn't even sure if her son could even handle any of that. When a lot of people see him, you know, they stare at him and they see a lot of curiosity in his eyes. But, you know, she's been one of these people like myself. You know, you never ask her, you know, for anything like this. But she actually threw this out there for once, and she felt the need to do this. You know, and it comes from a mom, you know, wanting to try to do everything in the power to make your child happy. And I think every parent out there can relate to this, is that we all go out of our ways to make our children happy. No matter who they are or how old they are, we're always there for them. And this is just story really hit home for me because she put a post right around Thanksgiving time just basically requesting any family or friends that she had on Facebook to send a card or a letter. And in a few days later, you know, her post was shared by thousands, which was awesome. She got something like 1,400 likes in just a few hours. And now her son, William, is getting mail from across the world. And she got letters from Northern Ireland. I mean, it's just been amazing. And the mom, her name is Kay, she can't even describe the feeling of this. It's like everybody's loving her child and seeing him the way that, you know, you want them to see him, you know. And she's trying to save the boxes of letters for Christmas time because she wants, you know, William to open up a few day. He gets so excited to get notes, and they just really want to make him so much more happy. It's just such a great heart-wrenching, you know, touching story, I should say, that really gets the juices flowing. You know, just a wonderful story that, you know, humanity out there is giving back to someone like William and, you know, his mom as well. You know, as much as this is for William, it's also for her mom. For his mom too, because let's face it, you know, she's the one raising him every day and dealing with the stresses and everything. And it's just great that, you know, it's worked out so well, even more than she could have imagined. You know, she was looking probably just for, you know, a dozen cards, and meanwhile she's getting like thousands. So it's just awesome, and they keep pouring in, and you know, you can definitely go and support her too, and send some letters in too. Since we're on the topic of holidays, there's so many Quiet Santas out there now, which is pretty amazing. As we know, crowded rooms and bright lights and noise can be a very big sensory overload for a lot of children with special needs. And there's so many volunteers out there that are really trying to go out of their way to create a much calmer atmosphere where a lot of little kids are feeling much more comfortable visiting from Santa. You know, and it's just really good that, you know, you see the impact that the community is receiving now, and people really are going out of their ways to try to make a difference and have things available for children with autism now. I know when I first started this program, there was not nearly as much stuff out there as there is now today. In fact, I remember doing one of my earlier broadcasts back in 2007. And we were talking about one of the first ever sensory-friendly Broadway shows at that time. Really, it was never been done before, and it was the first one. And I got the privilege of covering that. And it's just amazing how now you have a whole slew of theaters that are all coming on board, movie theaters, Broadway shows, you know, all kinds of shows that are making autism-friendly shows. So it's really come a tremendous long way since then. But, you know, it's obviously, you know, for any kid to meet Santa is a very stressful thing, whether you have a kid or not on the spectrum, of course, you know. You know, I remember standing online one time with our daughter, and she was kind of throwing a little bit of a fit, and, you know, it was, you know, she was scared of Santa, so we ended up leaving. But, you know, imagine, like, with a kid with autism, you know, throwing a fit and really having a severe meltdown, and people start to wondering, you know, what's wrong with your kid. You know, maybe, you know, it's like to the next level, you know. But people are becoming a little bit more aware now than they were, you know, several years back now. And there's a lot of stories, like a lot of local volunteers that offer. They're calling these programs the Quiet Santa for little ones with autism and other special needs. And I would say they've had so much success with this, that story and after story for these kids. It can be very emotional, very heartfelt. They've had kids now 1 year, you know, old, and actually they even have a teenager, and they were comfortable with Santa for the first time, because it's about making that environment as comfortable as possible in low stimulus environment. Because, you know, Christmas is a lot of lights and a lot of, you know, music and action, and, you know, Santa, you know, generally can be a little over the top at times in a lot of the malls that you'll see, and the ho-ho-hos, and, you know, very animated. So by him, you know, kind of like taking his time and making it a little bit quieter and less bright can really make a big difference. And they actually have a lot of things now where families can wait in a waiting room even and have a form to fill out, and they can put their child's name on the information that might be helpful to Santa, and even including what the child would want for Christmas and any special needs. So this is can actually help prep Santa at the time a little bit, and they can give him the option of whether or not they want it to sit on his lap. Sometimes kids will want to stand on the side of Santa, and, you know, they actually, it's amazing what has been transpiring now since they've been doing this, and more families are, you know, taking the opportunities to bring their kids out to see Santa where they wouldn't before. So it's just a great thing that now we're given that opportunity where a lot of families never had that opportunity before to do, you know, visit with Santa in a personal thing, as it can be really hard. Also want to give a shout out to Lynn Glukoff. She'll be joining me this week again for another show, and we're going to be talking about some more holiday topics, as we had a lot of stuff on Facebook for the holidays, is, you know, talking about going shopping. Do you bring your child with ASD shopping? What do you do to prepare for the holidays? So please go to Facebook, hit the like button, and share our stories of hope with everyone. We have two great pages. We have Autism Radio, and we have Hope Saves the Day. So be sure to visit them on Facebook and become a member, especially if you have a child with autism. You know, help join our community, because it's great how keep hearing story after story how one parent's helping another parent, and it's just been awesome and amazing. So we're really thankful for that. We also want to give a little shout out there to the New Jersey Federal Credit Union for partaking in the Hands of Hope. And I know we mentioned this early in our program, but we really can't mention it enough, because we're also putting together our first ever casino night. And we're really excited that we're probably, this event will be run and mark the date, April the 24th. It's going to be our casino night, and we're looking at the Bethwood in Totowa, New Jersey as possible location. We'll have more on the information in the weeks coming, but just keep that date open and keep checking back to autismradio.org and go to our events section and check it out. So definitely want everybody to be there who can come out and join us on that date. We look forward to seeing everyone and have a successful event, because remember, all the money that we raise are going back into the programs and also going to help every family that needs help out there, guys. And especially now the holidays are here. We have so many requests for gifts and toys and different tools and therapy sessions that these kids need. And without your generous donations, it would not be possible to continue the program and to continue helping others. Like I said, we are a 100% volunteer organization, and we are lucky to get about 90 cents on the dollar back into the programs and back into the families' hands. So we're really thankful for that, but we need your support. Like I said, if you can please just donate $1 each, we could raise a lot of money. If everybody out there gave $1, we could help a lot of people. And we need your support. We definitely need your support. And, you know, one way you can do that too is you can go to iTunes and download the single Hope Saves a Day, which I wrote for my son's 10th birthday song. And it's been out there for a while. It's had some great reviews on the song for the autism community. And also other people that just like music really enjoyed the song as well. And actually, we'll be playing that song for you at the end of our program. But be sure to go on to iTunes and look up Hope Saves a Day, or myself, Paul Simmons, C-I-M-I-N-S. And you can look at the song. There's been some great reviews written about it. And also, I have it available in Spanish for our Latino-speaking population out there and community. It's called La Espinosa, and we're really excited to have that out there. And we're starting to see some downloads now that it's been out there for a little while. So we appreciate the support by everybody, because, you know, without your support, wouldn't we continue to be able to do what we're doing? And that's to provide hope and help for the autism community. And we are very blessed to do that every day, to be a part of everybody's lives, whether it's on the show, an email, a program that we run. We're involved. We're there also supporting schools and other things in the autism community. And, we're happy to be able to do that. We're excited to tell you that we're getting ready to launch the first Autism Radio martial arts program here in Sparta, New Jersey, at the wonderful school called Iron Temple Martial Arts, located in Sparta, New Jersey. It's run and owned by Master Sensei Dave Fritz. So we're very excited to bring this program here in New Jersey for an amazing program. We're going to have some of the top experts in the autism community helping work on putting together the best program possible for kids with ASD. So we're really excited to be bringing this to you really, really soon, and we'll keep you up to date on that. So we're hoping that, as this year is coming to an end, it's been a very great year for Autism Radio as we've grown into more communities in the past year. Also, we were able to help a lot more families this year than last year. So we've been growing, and our efforts have been paying off every year. So please pledge your support at autismradio.org and go to also donations.org. And you can make a $1 pledge today and help a family that has a child with autism. And like I said, we're all 100% volunteers, so we have very little overhead. As every dollar, about 90 cents on every dollar, goes to a family with ASD. So just keep that in mind when you're making a donation. So hopefully we see a lot of donations come in. As we know, a lot of people get hit around the holidays. We get that. We understand that. But as little as $1 can really make a difference in someone's life. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. We don't need, we'd love to get the huge donations and everybody who like that. But like I said, as little as $1 of your donation can really make a difference. If we get a bunch of people together to give $1, it goes a long way, guys. So just keep that in the back of your mind, so as you can help make someone's holiday a little brighter and a little happier. So that's what we do, is we're here to make dreams come true and to help a family and to change lives. And we've been able to do that. And if you can change one person's life, for every person out there, you're doing your part to make this a better world. And that's our goal here at Autism Radio. And of course, our show here, Hope Saves the Day, is about really inspiring and giving everybody hope, and also educating everyone as well about the world of autism. So hopefully we will have a better, even brighter, and bigger 2015 season, which is just right around the corner. Of course, we have a lot more topics to cover before we do hit the New Year's, but just keeping that in the back of your mind, that we're looking to do some really big things in the 2015 season. So very excited for that, of course. But we are always constantly working on new things, and we're also always looking for volunteers out there. So if you're listening to this broadcast and you're saying, hey, I would like to do something and help, please email us at questions@autismradio.org, or you can even email us at information@autismradio.org. And also, don't forget our toll-free number at 1-877-HOPE-777. And you can call and leave a message there, and we'll get back to you. But we're always looking for people out there to partake and help Autism Radio, because like I said, it's about giving with your heart. Every dollar we try to give back to a family. So that's our goal here at Autism Radio. So we just want to thank everyone for their continued support here on the program, of course. Without you, it would not be possible. And this has been a wild ride with all of you. As you know, a lot of ups and a lot of downs, but mostly ups in many cases. And we've been able to see some of the children that we've helped progress into amazing young adults now. And just being able to change one child's and one family's life and having a positive effect is huge. Because if we could just be a little tiny piece of the puzzle that could help connect that puzzle together is huge for a family. So just remember that. So we'd like to also remind you that our today's closing song is Hope Saves the Day. It was written by myself, Paul Simmons, which is also available on iTunes. So if you go to iTunes and look up Hope Saves the Day, it's also available in Spanish called La Espinosa. So you can also download that too as well if you like, you know, speak Latino and you like some good Spanish music. It's sung beautifully by Enrique. So we're really happy to bring that to you, and we hope that 2015 brings some amazing things and help heal and give families some hope and support that they desperately need in the autism community. So I'd like to thank everyone again for continued support, and have a great week, everyone. And remember, until next time, hope saves the day. Have a great week, everyone.
Every time I see your smile, I wonder what you feel. Every time you laugh or cry, I wonder if it's real. You seem trapped inside. Please help me understand, what is your world like? I want to feel your love. I want to know what it's like to laugh and play. Imagine a thought that you cannot feel, a tear trapped inside. Imagine a sound that you cannot make, no matter how hard you try. I want you to know how I'm feeling. I want you to know how it feels to be me. I wish you could look into my world and see how I see. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice, and remember, hope saves the day. To show you what I see, what kind of life will I have, what's in store for me. Don't be afraid, just love and hold me. I can be all that I can be. With your love I can do anything. With your love I can see the world. Like rays of light shine upon me, inside of me. There you are right by my side. I will love you till the end of time. Hold my hand and remind me to hold on to hope each day. Let this song be my voice, and remember, hope saves the day.